Well, there is an event every year that keeps getting bigger and bigger. It started 6 years ago, and it happens again this year. It's called Zana Fest, and it supports the Richard D. Zana Memorial Fund at the Beaver County Foundation. Richard Zana was an incredible music teacher that inspired lots of folks during his years and time at Leechburg. Well, actually, he graduated from Leechburg High School, but he taught music at the Ambridge Area School District. He was there for 38 years, and he founded the Ambridge High School Steel Drum Program, which continues until this day. He was part of the Barbershop Chorus, the King Beaver Barber Shoppers. He coached Sweet Adelines. He was a band director and just spent time with the choir. He retired in 2000. And then in his memory, after he passed away in 2008, after a battle with cancer, the Zana Fest event was sponsored to benefit music education as well as cancer support. It's really grown to a festival that features lots of different genres of music and youth as well as adults. And one of the performers that's going to be a part of Zana Fest this year is here with us this morning. His name is Joel Lindsay. We'll talk with him in just a bit and get some of his reflections on what this festival's been all about. But we'll open up with a tune. Here's Joel Lindsay.
Bella Rosa was a name, standing lonesome by a grave. She left a final flower, though by foot she swept away. Gambler, her mother was a ghost, but the sister whom she never knew was the one she missed the most. Bella was a gypsy, she moved from town to town, singing, "Do your demons at me, and I'll always knock 'em down." Bella was a gypsy, her footsteps made no sound, singing, "Do your demons at me, and I'll always knock 'em down. Do your demons at me, and I'll always knock 'em down." Ooh. At only 24, she walked through every door. She fooled a million people, and she'd take a million more. A scavenger by day, she always dressed in part, in tattered shoes and a bottle of booze to keep a healthy heart. Bella was a gypsy, she moved from town to town, singing, "Do your demons at me, and I'll always knock 'em down." Bella was a gypsy, her footsteps made no sound, singing, "Do your demons at me, and I'll always knock 'em down. Do your demons at me, and I'll always knock 'em down." Every night she would stare at the moon and cry. She lay and let mosquitoes bite. Every night she's too afraid to close her eyes. Bella was a gypsy, she moved from town to town, singing, "Do your demons at me, and I'll always knock 'em down." Bella was a gypsy, footsteps made no sound, singing, "Do your demons at me, and I'll always knock 'em down. Do your demons at me, and I'll always knock 'em down." Ooh. Bella Rosa was her name, standing lonesome by a grave. She left a final flower, and by foot she swept away.
Joel Lindsay at the Saturday Live Brigade. Tell me about that song.
It's one of my newest songs. as you mentioned before, I play with a band called Boulevard of the Allies, and you know, we've been recording this album for the last few months, and it's a heavy rock album. And you know, the whole band have really been working together to put this record together. But at the same time, while working on that, you know, I've got to vent in a different way. I've got to write these little singer-songwriter songs.
Yeah.
You know, and I call it little because, you know, one of my influences, as you can probably tell from that song, is the Beatles. I think there's an undeniable kind of inspiration from the Beatles for a song like that. It's you know, I'm not trying to emulate a Paul McCartney song, but I think there's an essence that...
Yeah, there is. And I did pick up on that. And right. Exactly, not derivative, not copying, but just maybe the mood and spirit I want to say frivolity, but that's not the word. Lightheartedness, mm-hmm. maybe, of the song is the way to put it.
Exactly. Yeah. There's a, you know, for me to write and play a song like that, there's a feel good. You know, it's a nice breath for me playing that. So, you know, I think for a lot of musicians, you know, while we enjoy to rock out, play in a, you know, band and be loud, we also have to, you know, have these smaller songs as well.
That's a really good song. And it's interesting, as I was listening to it, I was thinking, oh, it's really good to hear this again. I remember when you must have played this before because it was and you didn't, I don't think. It was immediately comfortable listening to it, and I felt like maybe I'd heard it before.
I don't know if I think we're Facebook friends. The process of me writing this song, I had most of the song down, but I just didn't have this name. I knew I wanted it to be a four-syllable female name, and I asked Facebook, can anyone tell me, you know, give me an idea, this is kind of what the song's about, and it started to come around, and eventually Bella Rosa was two people's ideas kind of put together, and then, you know, there it was. So it was nice just to open it up to the public, and they helped me to write the song.
Yeah, it's amazing the way it's changing our processes This is Joel Lindsay, who you're hearing, and Joel's here this morning not only in his own right, but because of XanaFest, which is taking place. This is an event that just creates a smorgasbord, really, of music, just all sorts of different kinds of music held at the venue at Harmony Ridge, which at one time was the Average Country Club. Ricky, that's where our wedding reception was all those many years ago, back when it was a small little country club, and we pumped a little life into it that afternoon. It's easy to get to, and attendance at it helps support music education as well as the fight against cancer.
Right.
I know you've been involved for the past few years. How would you describe what it's like to be there, to perform there and to attend?
It's fantastic. You know, there's so much going on. And, you know, I woke up this morning and it was rainy. And I just thought to myself, oh, it just feels like the summer might be over. I shouldn't even say that. But, you know, it did kind of feel like that this morning. I thought, well, I'm going on the radio this morning to talk about XanaFest. And it's, you know, it's kind of like it's a summery fun. You know, if you're feeling down about the summer being over, definitely come to XanaFest because it'll lift you up. There's so much going on. There's music outdoors. You know, they've got music on the inside of the building, got a beautiful stage, great sound system, and there's always tons of people there. I mean, you know, if I weren't participating, I'd definitely go down because it's just hours and hours of really good music. You know, tons of different styles of music you can hear, you can eat and drink, and you know, there's multiple stages. So if you're not necessarily digging the one thing you're listening to outside, come on in and, you know, you'll hear something a little different.
Yeah, I'm looking. The best way to find out things is to simply go to the website, which is XanaFest.com. And the festival runs the 17th through the 21st. So it'll be opening up Thursday, this coming Thursday. And running through the 21st, or is that Wednesday? I think it's Wednesday. I'm sorry, Wednesday the 17th. Gates open at 6, and then Thursday and Friday they open at 5, and then Saturday and Sunday they open at 11 o'clock. And there are just so many. I'm looking to try to find out some of the folks that are performing this week or performing at the event to see if I can get a lineup. Here they are. So what night? Do you know when you're going to be there offhand?
I think it's the Sunday afternoon. Is it 2:30?
Yes, there you are. 3 o'clock. It says here they probably told you to be there at 2:30.
They probably did. Yeah,
but just to give you a sense of how eclectic it is, Wednesday there's Mark and Ann Brunell, Stacia Abbott, Smooth Groove. This looks like a jazz themed night. Betsy Lawrence and the Carnegie Mellon Jazz Choir.
That's right. There's different themes. There's a, I believe there's a country day and.
Yeah, it looks like Wednesday, the 17th, that's jazz night. The 18th is blues night, and Adler and Barrett, Bob Eaton, Angel Blue and the Prophets, and others will be there. Friday is rock and alternative night, which will include Rich Engler on hand with memorabilia from his life, a great concert promoter, but also Silent Partner, Evil Bull Weevil, The Unemployed, The Somethin' Fierce. Country Night, as you just mentioned, on the 20th, with The Shiners, The Steve Smith Band. I can't, there's so many, it's hard to mention everybody.
There's just a whole lot of music, you know, and like I said, you know, if you're looking for something fun to do, you know, definitely come out and just see a load of music and just hang out, drink and eat. One of the other things that we're raising money for is an organization called the Sunny Puga Memorial, which is something that I'm also affiliated with. Sunny Puga Memorial is an organization that raises money to, among other things, fund musicians to perform in hospitals and entertain, you know, the people there. So we've been doing that for some time, and we hold an event. The Sunny Puga Memorial also holds an event in October. It's the Thursday. It's either the 16th or the 17th. I should know that, but I can't remember which one it is. but anyway, that one's being held at at Meadows Casino. And that's another organization that does great work. Anyway, Zanerfest is going to be some of the proceeds from this Zanerfest is going to be going towards the Sunny Puga Memorial as well. So,
well, that's that's terrific. And, you know, this is a very much, if you've ever found yourself saying, why has everything become so franchised? Why are these big box stores everywhere? Why does everything seem the same? It's here's a chance for you to support something that very much is not that, very much a grassroots volunteer effort to come together and to do these things. And if you would like to find out more information, zanerfest.com is the website. And I mentioned Joel is going to be part. He mentioned it's Mixed Genre Day on September 22nd, and Joel will be there at 3 o'clock. The Granati Brothers, the Needs Hotel Band is going to be there. Uptown Rhythm and Brass. Sunday the 22nd. That's what I've got. Actually, it should be the 21st, but it says the 22nd on the website.
Oops. Zanerfest website person. Actually, sure fix that.
Yes. Actually, let me check here. Wednesday the 17th, Thursday the 18th. Friday should be the 19th.
They've made a small blunder.
Yes.
Can you use that word here?
You can use the word blunder, sure. Excellent. Yes, they skipped a day. They lost a day.
They did.
So we'll tell them it's Sunday the 21st.
I'll make sure somebody's fired for that.
Yes, make sure one of the volunteers.
I will. As soon as I leave here, I'll.
Somebody, let's see, Bob wrote, we love Joel Lindsay. We'd have likely never met him except for the Saturday Light Brigade. Well, that's nice.
We'd likely never met him. If you'd met me, you'd remember.
Yes. I did want to, we didn't talk about you too much before you play, and I wanted to be sure you had a chance to toot if you need to, whatever you'd like.
Right.
But you came to Pittsburgh, what, about 7 years ago?
Something like that. I think it's, 7 years ago, unbelievably.
And what brought you here?
Well, my now wife is from Beaver County, and that's another one of my connections to Zanerfest. And one of the reasons that I enjoy playing it is because, you know, she's my wife Amy. She's from Beaver County. Hi, Amy. She's listening right now.
Hi, Amy.
Yep.
What you gonna do?
She said she would. Maybe she would just went back to bed.
She's there.
She's there.
She's there. Once in love with Amy. Always in love. You know that song.
Exactly.
Right? You know that?
I do. Yeah. So she's from Beaver County, and that's I think one of the ways that I got into performing at Zanerfest. You know, it's nice for me to still be affiliated with a kind of a Beaver County based event. Anyway, so we lived in London for a while, felt that, you know, London lacked culture. So we moved to Pittsburgh, as one would do. And we just love living here. You know, we really love it here. You know, we work hard. We have, you know, everything that we need here. And we're big fans of Pittsburgh.
I'm glad to hear that. Do you live in Beaver County now?
No,
or are you
I don't.
Closer? Yeah, it's a great place. As a musician, it's probably nicer to be closer to the city.
Absolutely.
Opportunities to play.
Yeah, I travel all over as a musician. I work full-time as a musician. So, I don't know how easy it would have been for me to have done that in London. But, you know, Pittsburgh's just given me so many opportunities as a musician. I feel very grateful, both, you know, for me as a musician performing solo, but again, you know, with my band Boulevard of the Allies. And I should probably mention, I think I said this the last time I was here, but would you believe a British guy like me driving down the Boulevard of the Allies road, I saw that street sign. I thought, there's got to be a band called Boulevard of the Allies. And there wasn't. And then I thought, well, someone's got to have the website. They didn't. I got the website. So, sorry, everybody. British guy owns boulevardoftheallies.com. So you can check out that website and hear all of the band's music right there. And also, I'm going to say this because I never mentioned this enough. We have a Facebook page. So go out there and like the Boulevard of the Allies Facebook page. We don't have very many followers, and that's probably because I'm just rubbish at promoting our social media sites.
You're not allowed to say rubbish on the air.
Oh,
no, you can. It's all right.
Okay.
It's
the other word. Yeah. Rubbish is all right.
It's all okay.
I'm censoring.
Joel Lindsay is here. It's a pleasure. And you should check out Boulevard of the Allies. It is a great band name. It's the kind of thing that they're probably Pittsburgh bands saying, why didn't we think of that? But
I don't know.
But it's familiarity
exactly.
Is breeding contempt, I guess. Yeah. We're going to hear one more song from Joel, and again, encourage you to go to zanerfest.com to learn more about the festival starting this Wednesday and running through Sunday the 21st. And what would you like to play?
Well, while I'm working with the band on this, the rock and roll stuff, again, I'm going to play another one of my singer-songwritery, can I say that?
Sure.
I just did. this is another one of my solo songs. This one isn't quite as small and sweet. This one is inspired by early blues. And you can hear this song, actually. There's a kind of a fairly primitive recording of this song at my personal website. I'm just throwing a million websites at you now. JoelLindsey.com, LINDSEY. If you go to that website, you can hear some of these original solo songs as well.
So you'll get a chance now to hear Joel Lindsay. And then remember, it's zanerfest.com. Look for Joel out there next Sunday at 3 o'clock.
That's right. This is one of the songs I'll be playing. The song's called How You Gonna Die, and it goes like this. Down to the bare bone, sweat don't stick.
ringing on the telephone, shaking my head. Woman is a cool cold bullet in a shot glass. Can't talk no more. See you at six when the open bell ring. Cold bend down, golden big arm sticks. I creep through the back door, hiding in the shadows. Here comes trouble, yo, but this is how the town goes. I fly to my back, girl, and gives a good whack. Ain't no love when big love attacks, so she ain't gone crazy. Two fish flying. Why all along gonna keep on trying? How you gonna joking like a dime, man, pray to an angel to fill the pissing up again. I got no fuel and I got no time. Money don't stretch when you got no dimes. I get by foot, never let me down. East and west, whistling no doubt. I walk my way out of Pittsburgh, PA. Still mill clock tick-tocking 20 years later. Untie, shoe, trip, flip, and see the sky. Down in the dirt, best place to lie. Well, I gone crazy, two fish flying. Why? Oh Lord, gotta keep on trying. How you gonna die? How you gonna die? Tears up in your eyes. Hate a strong in eye. Yeah, don't matter, my friend. Cause we all gotta die.
Joel Lindsay, I hope we'll get a chance to get you back for a full set along with Boulevard of the Outlaws sometime soon.
Thank you for having me once again. Always a pleasure.
Thanks. Look for Joel online at his website, Facebook page, boulevardoftheallies.com, all those places. And thanks. And look for ZanaFest.com starting this coming Wednesday.